Today is Sunday, September 24th, and this week on Glitch Therapy, we're going to talk about Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, and NBA 2K18. Prepare your ear holes for this and so much more on this episode of Glitch Therapy, episode number 29. What's up, game heads, and welcome to Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Armando Burnside, and with me,
Ben Dupe,
Joel Gao,
and Jose Ochoa.
Huzzah. Huzzah. I feel like you said huzzah.
Almost as if you didn't know your last name.
No, I was like, I forgot.
You forgot your name.
No, I forgot that we were going to say our last names.
Oh, okay.
We always say it.
Your names are like two syllables with your first and last name, and mine's like
God.
Four.
Five.
Jose Ochoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three syllables.
And then Ben Dupe.
That extra syllable is a real killer.
Syllables.
Yeah. One syllable on it.
Gal. I think we got the title for our episode.
Joel.
Gal. Syllables are easy.
Yep. There we go.
Shut up.
Oh, man. How you guys been, man?
Great, not bad. Man. Not bad.
It's been a little bit. Haven't seen each other again. We should just hold hands in merriment and look gazingly into each other's eyes as Jose puts his hand in mine. It's kind of clammy, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Shit was weird. Yeah.
The shit was weird. I don't know if that qualifies for holding my hand as being
shit
was
clammy weird. As hands.
I normally don't. It's hot outside, man.
It is man. What's up with that?
It's like
it's crazy weather. Cool.
It's summer, man. Leave it alone.
Well, maybe summer is technically over.
Maybe it's the hurricanes. Mm-hmm.
Last day of summer was like Friday. Today's Sunday. The 24th.
Yeah. I don't know when summer ends.
Yeah, well, I just told you, so now you do.
I wasn't listening.
It's half the battle.
Ah.
I was thinking of something else.
Yeah.
It's like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. I saw the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy from the D23.
The trailer of...
Which one?
The
Infinity
Avengers.
War?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it finally?
Guess where I found it.
Where?
Pornhub.
I told you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's in there.
I told you.
I heard Paul
Scheer. We're going to hide it where you least suspect it, Disney.
Paul Scheer said it in a podcast. That's how this game made. And I was like, huh, I wonder if it's there.
We were talking about that.
It's the first freaking...
It's the best. I guess supposedly it's the best way to hide trailers that are already leaked because they're less likely to go into those sites to find that stuff.
Sure, yeah, sure.
That was hilarious.
Along with Overwatch porn.
Yeah, I guess.
Overwatch porn, that's a thing?
Apparently.
That's hentai.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Keep it to yourself, Joel.
I have not been playing a single video game, man. I've been working, man, like crazy.
Don't say shit like that to me. I'm sitting so close to you.
I know.
Just hands
roundhouse.
I'm gonna be playing tonight because like I'm in the senior year, so I'm trying to get my portfolio put together and shit, and like it's just crazy busy, man. Like I miss gaming so much right now.
I mean, gaming probably misses you too. I mean,
it does. She's texted me twice.
I mean, just. Do something
She's
with
like,
it.
Ben, come
just
back.
Just put your
to
thumbs
me.
On the knob.
I miss you.
Just and let it happen. Touch my knobs.
That's what I mean.
Come on.
Play with my buttons.
My wife says that to me. She's like, are you coming to bed? I'm like, no, I'm going to hang out with the mistresses for a little bit, which are the Xbox and the PS4.
Yep.
And I'm going to rub on their knobs for a little while. It's going to be great.
I mean, I actually have
massage
I have
them a little.
I have a spare bedroom in here. As you know, you're in here. We're going to put the Xbox in one room and the PlayStation in another room. So we have an Xbox room and a... Yeah, you know, you got to keep them in line, you know, the mistresses. Just
I mean, they might get heated, too heated.
They start fighting, and it's no good.
Whatever you guys say, man.
We're getting into dangerous territory.
Well, you mean, we always stay in the dangerous territory. I mean, we walk that line every fucking week.
That's my middle name is Danger.
I pass through like
dangerous
every day.
Territory is your middle name. That's a long fucking middle name.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
See, syllables.
You'll never.
Nice what? And short.
It's all Ooh, coming what? Back. Syllables.
Did you try to bring a callback?
Full circle. Full circle.
It's kind of early for a callback. I don't know if
that was
works.
Like 2 minutes ago.
Just put it in your pocket for a little while and then bring it back again.
Nah.
What have you guys been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Rocket League, actually.
What's Rocket League?
I'm digging that. That's the one I talked about where it's like soccer. It's like is it 3-on-3? I guess you can do 3-on-3, 4-on-4. Or 2-on-2 even, 1-on-1. But typically it's 3-on-3. It's soccer, but you got little cars, and you're hitting them.
Oh,
the
I remember
around.
This.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool. It's really good, really addicting. I've been playing a lot of that.
What system are you playing it on?
Planning on the Xbox One because it ended up being free.
Yeah.
And then they had it for free on PS4, so I have it on both for free. So I downloaded them both. But
he's been trying to get me to join him.
Yeah, whoever I wants to play, it. Man, it's good.
I gotta try it.
Is it still free then?
No. If you didn't download it back when it was free, you have to pay like I believe 15 for it. Maybe 20.
That's cheap. That's
still not bad, but it's so addicting though. It's so fun.
That's cool.
So I'll turn my Spotify on and I'll just play it, not my own music over while I'm playing.
It's
that.
So awesome.
And the games are so short. I mean, like they're like roughly about I don't know
5 minutes,
15, like 10 minutes long roughly.
Yeah.
Unless it goes in overtime, so they're quick matches. Boom, boom. You can get a bunch of them in quickly.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Might have to jump on that.
You should. I mean, I have it on both systems, so I'm willing to play whatever with whoever, whenever,
wherever.
Get at me.
Whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the ever. Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you all like turn into fucking Batman? I was like, yeah. Oh yeah. It's like,
where's Martha?
A bunch of Batman wannabes. Martha.
Hey, I'm not a wannabe.
He's like, I am Batman.
Fucking am Batman, man.
Oh man. You know what else I did though? I finished reading Kevin Hart's book. I can't make this up. It's a fucking good book. I did not think it was going to be that good. It was good.
And what was that, Dreadnought or
no? Kevin Hart, the comedian.
Oh, that.
Oh, an actual book. Got it.
Is it a lot of comedy or?
Well, I mean, I didn't read the actual paperback of it. I got it on Audible.
I'm
and
an idiot.
He actually narrated his own book, so he reads it to you, and then every now and again he goes on these little tangents and says funny shit, and it's really good.
That's cool.
And it's super motivational. So he's funny. And then the whole point is like to tell you these life lessons that he went through, basically from like being born all the way up to how he made it big.
Nice.
And all the fucked up shit he went through. And I have a much bigger appreciation for that dude after reading his book.
He's a good guy too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really good guy.
He went through a lot of shit to get where he's at. It makes you appreciate, like, you know, not everybody just jumps up the ladder and makes it real fast. Like, he put the work in. So it's a good book. If you have the chance to read it, check it out, pick it up, or get an Audible or something.
You know who else wrote a really good book like that? Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a book like that, and it's really cool listening to how, because he started just like making indie films with like Ben Affleck when Ben Affleck was a no one, you know, and like making films just like, you know, what was his first movie? The black and white one, Clerks.
Okay.
Like, yeah, he made that in his hometown or whatever, and you know, he just kind of worked his way up from there. So.
See, their whole crew was like that. Well, it was also Ben Affleck and then Matt Damon, all those guys that used to hang out. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's always cool to hear those stories. Like who else was it? Like Seth Rogen and all a couple of those guys too were doing that same thing where they're hanging out and doing comedy and stuff. And
Cool. Judd Apatow was kind of part of that crew.
Yeah.
The Seth Rogen crew.
I like hearing about stuff like that.
Yeah,
makes
for sure.
Makes you appreciate actors and whatnot a little bit more.
It's hard work, man. It's not just like show up and be funny. There's a funny quote, actually, the other day. I was reading, like, why they don't make good comedies as much anymore. And it's just, like, it's so much easier to make someone cry than it is to make someone laugh. Like, you can make anyone cry. You just, like, kill a puppy or something, you know? But, like, I mean,
yeah.
Damn.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's easy to make someone cry. But, like, making someone laugh, like, straight up, like, pee your pants laughing, that's, like, one of the hardest things in the world to do.
And be natural at it,
too,
you know what I mean?
Like,
you can smell somebody forcing somebody, you know, forcing to try to be funny and
you know, trying too hard.
Way. Yeah.
I mean, it becomes an awkward moment.
Yeah.
It becomes like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop.
And then Will Ferrell comes around and like turns something like that into like, I'm forcing it, but like you can tell I'm forcing it, so it's funny.
When you hit a certain level, like a Will Ferrell or a Kevin Hart, though, you can say any fucking thing you want. You can say something normal and everybody will think it's funny as hell. Like, that guy right there is funny. Listen to him. You know, you're all getting all like,
they're just so like in depth in that moment of like, there's just stale face, like saying shit that's hilarious. Yeah. You know, like I couldn't say that stuff and not laugh.
That's that superstar status, man.
Can you imagine? He's like, I actually wanted to be serious for a second, and everybody keeps laughing.
You'd never know.
He does some serious roles, like Stranger Than Fiction, I think.
I love that.
Yeah, but it was more of a serious thing. I mean, it was kind of a comedy, but
that was a good movie. That was the one where the lady's narrating his life as she's reading the book or whatever. She's writing the book, narrating his life, and he hears her voice, but nobody else hears it.
And I appreciate that when those actors do like serious movies or whatever, but I don't know. They were like born for comedy for me, so it's you know, I don't really pay attention as much to that. I'd rather just sit and watch them be a fucking stepbrother, you know?
Yeah.
I would love stepbrothers too. As long as they didn't shoehorn the funniness into it to try to cash in on it, that would be awesome.
It'd be so hard to do right, though. Like Anchorman 2, you know? Like that was
good, but it wasn't as good as the first one.
It was all right.
It had funny parts.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I just heard it wasn't as good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you guys hear me chewing right now? Is this really bad?
Ever so slightly, but only once you pointed it out.
I'm like,
I wasn't really paying attention, so I didn't notice.
Sorry, listeners, I haven't eaten all day, so I'm just seeing something right now.
Snackmaster Flex over here.
I'm just seeing that burger disappear, and I'm like, I want more zombie burger too.
Now I got a pumpkin pie shake right here.
Oh, snap! Pumpkin pie
shake.
Basic.
Mm-hmm. What is with you guys calling people basic? They're like pumpkin.
You're
like,
basic.
Hashtag basic,
if
bitch.
If you don't like pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie, then fuck you. That shit's good.
I'm not saying it's bad.
I high-fived a random chick in Kohl's the other day because of pumpkin spice.
Awkward.
Gia, my daughter, and I were sniffing like candles and stuff or whatever, and Abby's wandering around doing her thing, my wife, and... we sniffed one and said it smelled like pumpkin spice, and Gia's like, we should buy this one, and Abby heard us and she was like, we're not buying that, I hate the smell of pumpkin spice. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? Pumpkin spice smells awesome. I just had a latte this morning that was fire. And then she's like, oh, you're so basic. And I was like, whatever, fuck you. And then this random chick was standing right behind us sniffing candles too, and she goes, I love pumpkin spice, I don't care what they say. And I was like, right? And I was like, high five. And she high fived me, and then she was like, see, he likes it too, and yelled to her friend a row over, and her friend just shook her head. I was like, that's what. So
that's awesome. Fuck that. And weird at the
I'll
same
be basic
time.
Basic all the way then, I guess. Buy me some fucking Uggs.
We'll get you some sweatpants that say sexy on the butt.
Oh god.
You want a pink scarf too? Right, the cute.
Yeah. Oh, see that.
Fuck you guys.
Sexy.
Oh man, should we dive into some news real quick?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Let's do it.
What was that, Jose? What happened to you at the bar?
Yesterday I started working bartending at my uncle's restaurant, and this dude straight up made it rain on me. He started like throwing ones at me, and I was just like, thank you, as I'm like picking it up.
You know, for certain stories, it's okay to embellish and say this chick made it rain on me,
no, it was
so
a dude.
It sounds less weird.
I think
hey, that's okay, man.
It was actually a couple.
I think the problem was that you have your ass
of
you had your assless chaps on that night, so I mean, you kind of were asking
it.
For
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I was wearing a see-through white shirt.
Were you too sexy for it?
Good. With those assless chaps, yep.
Jose is too sexy for his shirt. Too sexy it hurts.
You're supposed to do a 180 and twerk for him after that.
Yeah,
I did kind of.
You did, yeah. Okay.
Hey, man, however the money comes in when you're bartending, let's get it.
It was a good $10.
You can make a paper.
If you need a personal loan, man, just let us know. We don't need you out there doing tricks personal and stuff.
Turning tricks.
That's the
turning
I
tricks
got the
out
job
there
for.
At the street. Yeah. You know?
Don't be twerking on the bar and shit, man.
I do what I want to
health
get my money.
Hazards, sir. Then make some. Then bring somebody some food in the same spot you twerked at. It's not cool.
I cleaned it.
Did you clean? Okay.
Yeah. Towel. Wiped it off.
Keeping it clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Sanitary.
Yeah. Sanitary. That's fuck. That's the word right there.
Oh
yeah.
Man. Well, I got a question here for you guys, man. Looks like Dead Rising 4 is officially coming to the PS4 December 5th. How are you guys feeling about this? That Microsoft actually is letting it go.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that little piece of news.
Yeah, I mean, Dead Rising 4, in my opinion, was the weakest of the Dead Risings anyway. So I think they're probably more willing to let it go.
I suppose.
And make some extra money off of it and cross-console it.
I had a lot of fun with it, but yeah, it wasn't really great from a story perspective, mm-hmm. I suppose, but it was still fun.
Yeah, it was probably the least Dead Rising of the Dead Risings. The cool thing about it, though, is that there's going to be a DLC pack coming with it for the PS4 owners called Frank's Big Package.
And nice.
Yeah, right. Killing it. Yeah, enjoy that, guys.
Yeah. What? By the way, when's that coming to PS4?
That comes out December 5th, I believe.
Okay, cool.
You got some pumpkin spice.
You do.
You got some pumpkin spice in your beard.
My beard is a basic bitch.
I hope they optimize it, to be honest, because I think didn't they port the first two games? Or no, the first game and the DLC, and it didn't port very well?
Yeah, so I'm assuming they will, but, I mean, stranger things have happened.
I guess. I think it was from the 360, though, over to the PlayStation 4 that it was ported, right. So it's a whole different system. It's a little harder to port. From an older system.
The cool thing, though, is that with this latest version, they're going to get the main game all difficulty settings, which seems weird to put in there. It's like, why wouldn't you give everybody all the difficulty settings?
But I know, I want to pay for that separately. It's, like, it's Capcom, after all.
What the fuck? It's like,
they've done that before. You want a hard mode? You got to pay $10.
I think it would be funny if they started like selling people the extra hard mode, and they're like, and DLC... normal mode, $10 extra.
Yeah.
That would take us down a really shitty road because a lot of consumers aren't hip to some of that stuff, and they'll pay for it. And then now we're setting a precedence for that kind of shit to be run rampant, which is already a problem with like microtransactions and shit like that. But I mean,
we've talked about it.
Yeah. I don't want to get on a soapbox.
NBA 2K 18, from what I heard.
Also, with the Dead Rising 4 too. So they're gonna have all the downloadable content. So like the stocking stuff for Holiday Pack, Frank Rising, and Super Ultra Dead Rising 4 Mini Golf. Also, they're going to get all the bonus content like Street Fighter outfit packs, My Bloody Valentine pack, Candy Cane crossbow, Slice Cycle, and Sir Ice-A-Lot, Ugly Winter Sweater, and X-Fists. So they got a lot coming, too. And then there's also another mode called Capcom Heroes Mode, which is described as an all-new way to experience the Dead Rising 4 story that lets Frank West wear outfits and perform outrageous special attacks inspired by classic Capcom characters.
We had that in the third game for the Xbox.
Yeah, it was something like that. But I guess they're taking that premise and blowing it out a little bit more.
A little more,
With all the Capcom characters. So seems cool. And then if you already have it on Xbox, you actually can just download it for free, and this is going to go for PS4 owners in the game when they buy it. But then if you already have the game on Xbox, you can download the pack for free.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
So it's not the bad.
Nope.
I only rented it, so may have to check it out again.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played a single Dead Rising game before, so I need to get into it.
They're good. They're pretty good.
Try the third one since it's on the new Xbox.
It is.
It's fun.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I see.
Wait, is that the zombie one where like you can like make anything a tool?
Weapons, and you're in the mall and stuff like that.
There's like the chainsaw isn't there like an axe with a chainsaw?
Yeah, the chainsaw with the sledgehammer.
Yeah, that's the one.
Boxer gloves with knives coming out of them.
Like Wolverine, but you got boxing gloves on.
Oh, cool. Maybe I played that once because it's like open world too, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I may have played that a long time ago.
You can make lightsabers too if you have.
No way.
Jewels and flashlight, and of course you need the recipe for it. But
find the blueprint or whatever.
Yeah,
to make that's crack. Cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Nice. That's the word I was looking for. Thanks, Mondo. Blueprint.
That's what I'm here for.
Recipe, because I'm going to cook something.
Yeah,
meth.
What? What's happening? You wouldn't survive in the world of L.A. Noir because a detective would find you and take you to jail for that.
Is that a segue to the next news piece?
It is, actually. Ah, thank you.
sweet seg.
L.A. Noir is being re-released November 14th on multiple platforms, and my daughter Taylor and I got fucking geeked over this because we love L.A. Noir. We played the shit out of it. I got a ton of achievements on 360, so it's going to be heading to... Shockingly, it's going to be heading to all the systems too, even the Switch. So if you didn't get a chance to play L.A. Noir, this is your chance. They're going to have some upgraded features on it too. So you'll have new lighting and 4K visuals for PS4 and Xbox One X. There'll be an HTC Vive version, which will only have about 7 cases of all the cases that were in there before. Only 7 of them are going to come over that they selected. So if you didn't get a chance to play that game, it was a really fun game, and the motion capture for their face, for the facial expressions, is one of the best in the business. So check it out.
Oh, yeah.
L.A. Noir 2?
Nope, this is just the first game. They're just re-releasing it.
Oh, they're re-releasing. Yep. Okay,
updated graphics, 4K visuals, etc.
Okay, cool. Nice.
That was a good game.
Oh, I loved it. I'll play it all over again.
I played only like 2 hours of it, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
What's the deal with it? Like, what type of game is it?
Kind of a detective game. You got to look at the people's facial expressions to figure out if they might be lying to you.
Oh, cool.
It's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah. It's like basically if you took like, I don't know, like a GTA type game because it's made by Rockstar.
Yeah. Is it open world?
It's open world.
Oh, wow.
And you have to solve these cases and whatnot. So you might have to go to this place and talk to a lady whose husband was just murdered. But there's some issues going on there where as you look through their home and whatnot, you find out, oh, he had some insurance and things going on. And this lady was involved with this guy. And you got to go talk to the guy, and it's a lot of detective work, and then you have to interrogate people. Was their big draw was interrogating them and reading their facial expressions to see if they're lying or telling the truth.
Yeah.
So you know whether to press a little more or back off, and if you press too much, you might lose the information you could have received, etc. So it was a good time. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it's okay. Cool. Challenging. Gotta make sure you read them right.
Mm-hmm.
I might check it out then. That sounds fun.
I think you'd like it for sure. And then Nintendo shockingly, is going to be adding some achievements or trophies type situations to the Switch going forward here in the near future, which everybody's been clamoring for and bitching about. So, I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, we're kind of past the whole trophies and achievements thing to some degree, as far as it being a big deal.
Yeah,
but it's just like me,
side fun.
I still enjoy them.
Yeah, I like, you know, even in Pokemon Go, sometimes you get like badges and stuff, and you know, they don't help you in the game at all, but it's kind of a nice little, like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, you paid this.
Little attaboy. Yeah.
There you go.
Thing is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice job. You know, you did this.
Well, keep being awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes they even add, like, a different way for you to play the game, because if we all play games in different ways, you know, for the most part, and there could be a whole section of a game you may not even ever touch because you just weren't challenged in that way or knew that it was even something that you should try. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes achievements can be something where it's like, hey, now kill this many things with this weapon, which maybe you never even made or found. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So I find it interesting that way too sometimes.
Yeah. No, I'm down with it.
I'm surprised they never put in anything in there before like this. So.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that Nintendo didn't launch with Trove. That seems like a super basic level thing to do on a system.
With Mario Odyssey, those trophies are going to help out a lot. People explore the game more and more. So
Yeah.
Good add-on for them.
Yeah,
they're years late, but
yeah.
What are they going to call them? Medals or
That would probably be
coins.
Yeah. Coins.
You know, I always wish that you get something in return for doing those.
I like when they tie them in like that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about like when they tie it into the game. So like, okay, you complete this particular achievement, we're going to give you this special outfit for the game or something like that.
That's when it becomes difficult, though, is like then the developers have to work with Nintendo. To like, all right, if you get this trophy from the console, then that's going to add $100 worth of currency to your game, like, you know, Zelda, like 100 rubies or something, you know, or something like that. So I think that might be kind of tricky for them to correlate with Nintendo like that. I mean, it'd be cool. I'd be down with it, but
you could do it. I mean, they've done it with PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah,
some games, where they correlated into like something you might get out of the game, as far as just something that doesn't make you better necessarily, or just something aesthetics or something like that. Like, here's a jacket or a hat or something you can wear with your character or something.
So that's cool.
Cool stuff.
Nice. Yeah,
I think that could be cool. And then real quick here, first Destiny DLC is coming out for Destiny 2. The Curse of Osiris is to release in December. They haven't given an official release date in December, but it's also going to add a new patrol zone, too. So that's coming up. So it's something to look forward to for Destiny 2 already.
On Mercury.
Already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah. So.
Well, they already had plans for what they were going to add. So it's just a matter of time when they were going to, you know, what would be the good time to release that. And people are already starting to ask for more content again. So
oh really?
Yeah,
how long, tired of it.
How long does it take to play through like the campaign on that?
I don't know,
not very long at all. I mean,
it took me a while, but that's because I kept playing through it with different friends.
Right. Oh really?
I'm not sure actually. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say, would you say Joel, maybe like six hours maybe roughly to go get through it.
Oh, 6 hours maybe. Long. Yeah. Maybe eight or more, depending on if you're doing all the adventures and things too.
Because there's side stuff too. Like if you're doing just strictly the story, then I would say probably around 6 or 7 hours. But there's a bunch of like side stuff, like Joel was saying, that you could be doing along the way as well.
For sure.
Yeah, then when we're talking over a dozen hours probably.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that all in. And then there's a lot of end game content that opens up.
Okay.
But that game's draw isn't the story anyway, though.
It's
all the rinse and repeat multiplayer stuff and leveling up to do the raids and strikes.
Getting better gear.
Yeah, the gear, all that stuff is the more of the draw, I would say, for sure. But, yeah.
Cool. So I got a couple things for news. Speaking of Destiny 2, Destiny 2 is going offline Monday for maintenance and patch. It's going to be down Monday morning, September 25th. As developer prepares to release a new patch for the game, Bungie expects it will need 5 to 6 hours to perform maintenance, after which it will push Destiny's 2 version 1.0.3 update live. Do you guys know anything about this? Or
they've been doing these every Monday, it seems.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've gotten on the last couple Mondays in the morning just to check something and found that it was closed. So then I go onto the boards, and this has been a reoccurring thing. So I'm guessing they're just going to do them every Monday.
Okay.
I'm assuming they probably picked the least like heavy time that people are playing.
Yeah.
And just do what they got
to
do.
A lot of people are in school or at work, and they're trying to do it before the Europeans get home.
Mm. Okay.
From
cool. This is a good time, man.
Stuff. So
I'm sure they're crunching some numbers to see what the best time is. I would say that's probably the best time. You don't have to don't do it over the weekend or anything like that. That's a trash fire waiting to happen right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's a good time, too. I mean, people are at work. That's probably the least gaming time of the week or whatever.
It would suck if they did it on Tuesday, because that's when they reset the weekly stuff and you get a whole bunch of new events and things. So that's probably why they do it on Monday, because it's right before the reset.
Mm, okay. So next up in news, I got... we got a new Tomb Raider movie trailer.
Yes, yes.
I saw that.
Pretty sick. I thought it could be the first good video game movie in my eyes. I don't know. I still have not seen a video game movie that I think is good. I've told people that, and they've said Hitman is really good.
Hitman's
so
good.
So I might need to watch
Hitman
that.
The first Hitman was good.
Yeah. There are other people that will say Resident Evil is good, and to them I say, you're wrong.
I agree.
Sorry.
Your opinion is correct in this.
It's a bad movie. It never has been good. I don't know why they made 12 of however many they made.
It's because she married the director and he liked to see her in tight black
even after they finished the last movie, which was like what, this past like January or February when it came out, the final chapter or whatever it was, they signed on before that movie was even like done being like inked and completed and put out there for everybody. They signed on for like 6 fucking more, like of the like a reboot of it already.
God, seriously,
like 6? Like you?
When the first one came out,
why?
I had a thing for Mila Jovovich, so
right.
I was like, ooh. But you know, it just keeps going and it just goes on and on. It's never ending.
Well, unless you're Marvel, who has the balls to just sign up and say we're going to make this many movies of a franchise that, like, and yes, it makes money, but I don't understand how, because I love Resident Evil, so I'm shitting on something I like, to be honest with you, but the movies just aren't that good.
No.
And they don't stick with the games whatsoever.
Now, sometimes you'll get some of the new, like the Ouroboros, like type of zombies have started showing up in some of the later ones, but other than that, I don't see any connection at all.
No, really. It's super loose. So I'd love to see another director get a hold of that material and see what he can do with it. It doesn't have to be like super close to the games and follow it, you know, tit for tat or anything, but it would be interesting to see somebody else put more of the game's spin on an actual story for a movie.
I'd be down with that.
But back to what you were saying about Tomb Raider, though, I think it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they took a lot of cues from the two most recent games.
Yeah.
Rise of the Tomb Raider and the first game.
I would agree with that.
It looks awesome. Even her outfit, the axe pick, all of that stuff. Her falling off of like the log into the water. And everything.
The boat crash.
Like, and like her going through a couple of like traps as she's being chased by somebody, and she's ducking under like the spikes that are swinging around and stuff. It looks like they're adding all the elements of an actual game in there. Finally,
it looks like the first game, actually, the reboot.
It looks awesome.
Tomb Raider is one of the few games that I think would actually work as a movie because it's very cinematic. You know? The only other one that I feel like is better suited to a movie is Uncharted.
Yep, let's bring that up.
As far as Tomb Raider, as long as they don't make it about Boob Raider, you know, it's like, because that's what it was with Angelina Jolie. It was all about putting her in a tight leotard and just trying to show off, cleavage. Yep. And it's like, this isn't a good movie.
Yeah,
and the new one looks good though.
That movie came out like late 2007.
Yeah, maybe.
The first Tomb Raider was what? When did the first Tomb Raider come out? Like the one with Angelina Jolie?
Early 2000s.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe? But it was just bad. And this one looks like it's actually going to concentrate on a plot. We're going to actually have a decent plot, and we got a good actress.
2001, by the way.
Oh, damn!
Perfect. Good job. Yep. But I mean, they've had plenty of time to look at that shit and realize like how bad some game movies are. Well, most of them, I should probably say most of them, if not all of them, are like that. But
Assassin's Creed was a good movie.
I still haven't watched that one. I need to watch.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I had it for 99 cents too on the PlayStation
Store. I'll let you borrow it. I bring it to work.
I forgot. Please do.
I watched it on a plane.
Yeah.
I might try and watch that.
It wasn't bad at all.
Next up in news, new Punisher trailer. Did you all see that?
No.
Haven't seen that yet.
It's sick, man. Like this but I want to see it. It's going to be very much an R-rated.
Good. That's what it should
sweet.
Be.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Some John Wick shit, like blowing people's faces off.
It looks very much like John Wick. And I've heard from some people that saw footage of it, like Frank Castle is like sniping someone while he's receiving fellatio from a girl in the trailer. So it's definitely
not for your kids.
No, not at all. No,
no, that's good, and it shouldn't be.
It's bringing Deadpool.
No, it's the Punisher. You know, it's basically Deadpool except not funny. So
and he's not like invincible completely.
No, he's a human. He's just like
John Wick. He gets messed up pretty good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. He'll use like a drill to kill people and just whatever is at hand.
Yeah, man.
Put somebody's head into the what do you call it? Like a table saw.
Yes.
I mean that's the kind of kills he gets.
Yikes.
He doesn't mess around.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing I got is Fox is doing the Jean Grey sort of Dark Phoenix movie or whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
That's one of their next Marvel things. They're bringing back the original Jean Grey that played in the old X-Men movies.
Oh, Famke Jensen.
Jensen. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be in it. So that's going to be cool. And that's all I got for news. So nice.
Famke I like those news.
Pretty good.
You got any news?
Fun news.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I had more, but it was like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to overload it with. Did you know that PUBG actually has sold over 10 million copies now on Steam? That's fucking crazy because it's not even out yet.
That's like, crazy.
Like the base is so like, I can't wait to play that game.
They got in trouble for something recently, PUBG.
Yeah,
I can't remember exactly what it was, but they like were shaming some other game.
Probably Fortnite, because Fortnite.
Yes, it was Fortnite.
That was part of the news I was going to bring up earlier. Was Fortnite added a PUBG style battle royale mode to their game, and you know that game is all about building up, you know, your defenses and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
It's kind of weird how they married the two together. I haven't had a chance to get hands on it, but I definitely want to check it out just to see what it's all about. But
it'll be free next year.
Fortnite. Right. Well, I figured people would be. Developers be jumping on that opportunity to do a battle royale mode, but I didn't think Fortnite would be the first one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure in the coming years you'll see Battlefield have a mode like that, or Call of Duty and things like that, games that are probably more suited for it. But it's interesting to see how they marry those two together, I guess.
Well, it is early access, so I mean it's not like the finished product that you're getting. So they're going to make lots of changes, I'm sure.
Which is still weird because they sell it on store shelves.
I know.
And on the back of the box it says early access. Who's going to notice that if you're not hip to the game?
Yeah, you better know these things because you're going to lose all your data every time they update something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really?
That's what happens with early access. Weird. Usually.
You should not put your early access shit on a store shelf. That's just me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's going to end up being a free-to-play game anyway. So
it's a trap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a trap. You don't Akbar over here.
Kind of is, actually.
It does seem like it from what you guys are telling me about it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make it all negative, but I mean, it just is a weird thing to do to a game that's in early access, which is still being worked on. They're still doing updates. It's not actually officially released yet, and it's on a store shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's misleading in a way.
It seems a little sketchy to me.
It looks interesting, but yeah, I think I'll wait till the finished product.
I always will. Mm-hmm. I don't really do early access, pre-order stuff like that.
You'd just be a bug tester, a beta tester.
Yeah, basically. That's.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I don't ever get caught in a No Man's Sky situation.
Well, it's good now.
I know it is. But I mean, at the time, you were a lot of people were just expecting something else.
So. I bought it, and I was what do you call it? I bought it right away. Early adopter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got an early turd.
I still had fun with it, played plenty, but
the early turd.
But I grew tired of it because it just didn't go anywhere. The story, but was there a story? Apparently, it's gotten better. So
yeah, I have heard it's gotten better. I just like to give it shit for what it was at the time.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
that damn game still makes me sleepy. I'm sorry, it's way too calming.
I played some of it just after their update, and they did another update.
It does, man. It's way too calming. It's like traversing the universe is going to be like, you might as well just count me out. I'm going to be a shitty ass astronaut. I
mean, yeah,
that's why you go to sleep when you're into an asteroid field. Most space movies or games, you're in.
Just put me in like hyper sleep or whatever.
Yeah,
it is. Or
just leave Mondo there.
Just let me know when we get there, man.
Just don't go.
don't even go. Or we can.
I
just leave.
I
want
to go. I want to be included. Just
but
put
you
me
don't
want to.
You don't want to
leave
go
you in hyper sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll leave him in the pod.
You're like fucking Matthew McConaughey. You know, I wake up. You guys are all like fucking 90, and I'm like still like 37 and shit.
Like, what? What?
We're only on the planet for like 30 minutes. We aged 50 years.
Yeah.
You reminded me of that movie.
Oh, man.
Should we talk about some main games, Dishonored and some other stuff?
Let's do it.
So, it's so vague of me. Ooh. Dishonored.
Fucking weird.
Dishonored.
Death of the Outsider. Ooh. Dude, I didn't get a chance to get hands on this game, but it looks juicy.
I got
that kind of use the word juicy, Jose, so I'm looking at you.
Juicy.
When I say that.
Yeah. Make eye contact. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And then
he winks
at
me.
And then I wink at him.
I get my
and
lips.
Then the juicy.
I suck
song,
my teeth
biggie,
into that juicy
biggie
burger.
Song comes in my head.
Yeah.
What song?
What was that face, biggie, Mondo, that you just made?
B.A.G.
But Notorious B.I.G. Yeah. Juicy.
Yeah,
it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. That one?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for not that voice.
Yeah. It's about as deep as I can get it. I'm not a big fat guy. Can't.
Hey, I've seen big fat guys
only,
with tiny voices, too.
So much I can do.
It's not about your size.
I can only do so much.
Yeah.
But no, the game is a standalone DLC. It was released on September 15th of this year. Basically is a slice off the block of Dishonored 2.
Yep.
I almost said Destiny. Of Dishonored 2, and it's good from what I'm hearing. I mean, Joel, you had a chance to touch it. I mean, what are your thoughts on it so far?
Well, basically it's a third game in the series. I know it's supposed to be kind of a DLC, but it's more of a standalone game, kind of like the last Uncharted.
Lost Legacy?
Lost Legacy, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a separate game. You play as Billy Lurk, who was a one-time apprentice of Dowd, who was the person who killed the Empress in the first game.
Now, she was the African-American lady on the boat, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. She was the African-American lady on the boat in the second, in Dishonored 2. I think it was the Dreadful Whale.
She was, like, missing her eye or something like that? Or
yeah. Yeah, and depending on how you played that game, she ended up with her... Well, I'm not going to give that away for people, but you could play the game in such a way, I suppose I could say this, that she'll end up with all her pieces still attached.
Okay.
But
sounds so vague. What pieces are we talking about?
Like, but in just clothing or actual body pieces?
Body parts.
She lost her finger and she lost a toe.
She lost
took my arm and I threw it over there
in her mind. Continue.
Sorry. Cut me off. I'm sorry.
We're terrible.
In this particular episode of Dishonored, you're playing as Billy Lurk, and you meet up with Dowd, your one-time mentor, and he asks you to go on the last mission to kill the Outsider. And I'm not ruining anything here because that's the whole plot of the game. So I mean, it's written there on the back of the box if you buy it in a box. But yeah, your mission is to go and kill the Outsider because they think that he's at fault for all that's wrong with the world. Forget the philosophical question of maybe it's people's fault because, you know, people can make their own decisions after all, how they use their powers or whatever.
Right. So,
but you go after this guy and you're playing as Billy Lurk, and she's got three new powers: Semblance, Displace, and I forget the last one. It's where you can stop. You basically stop time, and you're able to look around and plot your next move. And then you can mark each enemy in an area and see where they are, where they're looking. And then you can teleport with something called Displace. But it's not as straightforward as the teleportation that was in the prior games. This one, you, like, drop a marker somewhere. So you can, like, use this power where you can look through things, and you can, like, slip that through a crack in the window and then drop a Displace on the other side and then come back and then teleport over there. Because you have to see where you're teleporting. But since you saw it when you stopped time and went over there and looked, that gives you that option to do it that way. It sounds kind of confusing, but it's actually kind of a neat mechanic. Or you can put your shadow up somewhere high, the marker for your Displace, and run down, the guards start chasing after you, and then, boop, you disappear and you're back up high.
See, I was going to ask you about that, because like, I noticed while I was playing the game that... I'm sorry, watching gameplay, not playing the game, but I was watching someone play the game. There were some cool mechanics of, like, teleportation and stuff.
Yeah.
It seemed really, like, unique. Because when I first jumped into it, it's like, okay, it's another FPS. Like, not much is different for me. FPS, all of them kind of blend together for me. But I noticed a lot of really cool mechanics, like teleportation or throwing something up on the wall and then, like, teleporting up there.
A lot of it is a playoff of Dishonored 2. in Dishonored 1, which is that's the whole game, is that kind of thing where you're using these powers to teleporting and being sneaky and stealthy. And if you don't want to be sneaky and stealthy about it, you can just flood out, just come out with your powers and just destroy people and just tear shit up. And, you know, you're going to raise a lot of alarms and whatnot, but it's a lot more fun to play it that way, where you're going to have less, you know, resistance if you just keep to the shadows and mind your business. And
An interesting thing about Dishonored 1 2 and 2 is if you play as a violent character killing everybody, you get a bad ending. Mm-hmm. But if play a game where you don't harm anyone except for the people that are supposed to be assassinated, you don't even have to kill those. You can send them off to the salt mines and do things like that, sell them off to slavery. You can play the game more peacefully or more violently. You can kill some people and still have a good ending as long as you're not like killing everybody.
What about a medium place? Like, is there like if you're not a good guy or you're not? I've just been watching this show on Netflix called The Good Place. Have you guys watched it at all?
Not yet. No.
Never mind. But yeah, anyway, I was just wondering.
You can ride the line, but ultimately you're going to get a good ending or a bad ending. I think you might get like more of an ambiguous one in the middle.
There might
like
be.
But typically what Joel was referring to is your chaos level.
Yeah.
If you create too much chaos,
you get a chaotic ending.
The people in the city can start to like, there may be like more disease or famine coming through, or people, you know, it'll have an effect. Affecting on the folks that live there, depending on how you're dispatching these people and how much you're killing and doing things. You know, you're killing more people, you're leaving more bodies. Now there's going to be more rats eating the bodies, thus more disease getting spread around.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
Stuff like that. So,
but that mechanic is completely gone from this new one. You can kill, you know, it can be just wanton violence everywhere, just killing everything. Mm-hmm. It absolutely has no effect on the ending, because you're not really, you didn't request this gift from the outsider. You don't ask for his help. You don't willingly take any assistance from him like the other characters have. So anything you do has absolutely no negative effect on your ending. So you have a little bit of a free ticket to just play it however you want.
Question for you, though. Since so as far as her powers, though, I know like... are her powers different than that of the other two characters from the previous? Like completely different, or is there anything overlaps at all?
I mean, other than the teleportation thing, is kind of like what Corvo had in the first game, and you could play as him in the second game too if you wanted. But she doesn't like zoom from place to place. She has she places a marker and then has to be within sight of it, and then she can still teleport to it.
Okay,
so it's a little bit of a different mechanic, and the semblance, you walk up to people and you steal their face.
Okay, nice. I heard about that. Cool.
You like suck the face off of them, and you can see it like pulling the skin off their face and stuff, and then they just like fall unconscious on the ground.
So is their face like missing then? Like some?
It almost looks like it's kind of missing when they're laying on the ground, and you're wearing it while you're walking around, and nobody sees you as the enemy. And it actually lasts a fairly good amount of time, so you can go up to like a captain of the guards and use that to get through into dangerous areas, and then just walk up to people and stab them, you know, or just walk up to the next person and steal their face next. And so that's semblance, which is pretty cool. But that one, that's the teleportation. If you teleport through a person, they will explode into tiny little giblets or giblets. Yes,
I love that you use the term giblets
or giblets or however giblets. You say it.
It can just be pieces. It's giblets.
I love it. I shocked myself because I was like, I'm going to teleport behind this guy, and somehow I guess I went through him, because then it just like he just exploded and people started screaming all
You're
around.
You're an asshole. That's what that is.
Jerk,
dickhead.
Dude, it was just like buying lottery tickets. Like, and there was like, exploded.
Well, he was a guard, but there were a bunch of women.
He had
around.
A fucking family, man.
He was a freak.
Exploded him like he was nothing.
I know.
Well, it's funny to hear all
now he's just
all
giblets in the street.
The civilians and stuff screaming nearby. And they all started running in different directions.
I'd be weird if they didn't scream. Like, this dude explodes in the fucking blood dust, and then they just stand there and go, oh.
But it helps with the immersion that people react to that.
Charlie's a dickhead, it's fine.
It's blood giblets, Mondo. Blood giblets. Not stuff.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm actually, I haven't played too far into it, but far enough to get a good impression. So it is shorter than the other games, so it's about 8 hours, I think, if you take on like all
the contracts
and whatnot. You can take your time. I always take my time, so, but you know, about 8 hours. So it's a thumbs up for me. Two thumbs up.
Nice.
Hey, keep playing it though. Let us know how it turns out. You gonna finish it?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Cool. Let us know.
Will do.
Faux show.
Awesome.
Word.
Let's talk a little bit about some Marvel versus Capcom Infinite.
Now, so is this out yet?
It's out. It released on the 19th, which was just a couple days ago. Fighting game, of course, published by Capcom, developed by Capcom with the Unreal Engine 4. Four.
Quattro.
But you wouldn't know it when you look at the models because
the art. It looks good. Tripping.
They look like they got hit with the ugly stick.
Well...
Some characters.
But the graphics look good.
Yeah, the backgrounds and everything look great. And
before I start talking about how the stuff that pissed me off, I will say that it is a quality fighting game, though. I played it for several hours yesterday, actually all afternoon.
Tag team.
And went through the story mode mostly just to see what it was about. That story mode is shit, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It makes zero fucking sense.
Piece of shit story.
The way they shoehorn the Marvel universe with the Capcom universe to justify them all meeting up and teaming up is a total trash fire. I wish they would have just not made a story at all and just said, yeah, here they are. They're together. And you just say, okay, cool. And you start beating people up and call it a day. But they tried to make a story. It's
was it just one of those like a portal opens up and they jump out?
More or less. It's like, oh, these things and our worlds are colliding and blah blah blah. And
because there was a DC versus Mortal Kombat game and that was really shitty. It was just like,
but even that had a better story than this.
Yeah, but it's just like a portal opens up and they jump out. There's no like. Creativity to like how did the portal open? What
it's like a group of people got together in the boardroom and they brainstormed, and instead of actually organizing anything, they just took all those random thoughts and that was the story.
They're just like, guys, fuck this shit, let's just go get ice cream and like just open a portal up, it's fine, like no one cares.
Who wants vanilla?
Yeah.
I mean the underlying premise of it isn't horrible. I mean, Death basically she's approached by Jetta Doma. You know that? Jetta Doma? Whatever. Anyway, she's approached by this guy who proposes an alliance to achieve equilibrium between life and death on both their worlds. But in order to do this, they need the 6 Infinity Stones to accomplish the goal. So Death deceives Thanos because, of course, Thanos loves Death and always tries to please her. So she deceives Thanos and Ultron into aiding her, granting Thanos the Space Stone and sending Ultron to retrieve the Reality Stone from Able City. Sigma intercepts Ultron, and then they forge an alliance and become one entity. And then they shit on Thanos, and then all this shit starts to come down where you got, like, Mega Man hanging out with fucking Ryu, and Ryu's talking to Captain America, and it's like on paper you're like, okay, this is kind of cool that they're all meshed together, but when the story starts unfolding and stuff, you're just like, I don't give a fuck, just get to the next fighting part, whatever. It's throwaway for the most part.
Yeah, I feel like Injustice kind of spoiled us with those story modes.
Oh yeah.
But the fighting is top notch.
Does Thanos have a special move with the Infinity Gauntlet at all?
I didn't see anything with him with the gauntlet, and I went through the entire story.
Man, that feels like such a waste.
Yeah.
Like, you could do so much cool stuff with him in the Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, you throw in a stone as an additional character, so you have, like, two characters, and you can have a stone and use that to revive. That's the Soul Stone, and then there's the Mind Stone.
Power Stone, Reality Stone.
Grab your enemies. Like, if you're fighting against somebody who's a distance fighter and you can't get close to him, you can grab them with the Mind Stone, I guess.
It's
pretty cool how they use it. And the Space Stone, you can put somebody in a box, basically, so they can only move a few inches back and forth, and you just keep on comboing them and stuff like that.
That's cool.
But yeah, the fighting's top-notch. They brought back most of the players. It feels really... I feel cheated because the X-Men aren't in there. I mean, there's no Storm. There's no Wolverine. Magneto. Exactly.
Yeah, but the Guardians are there now.
Because of their movie deal. But still, you can't make a Marvel versus Capcom and not have fucking Wolverine.
Talk about that. Did you feel like Dante has the same power move as Deadpool in Marvel versus Capcom 3?
Really?
Yeah. When he takes out the guns and starts shooting at them, and then at the end it's like one big blast. That's Deadpool's move.
Wasn't that Dante's first, though?
Deadpool copy it then?
Maybe. But Dante was in the last game, though, too.
Yeah.
He was in 3.
Hmm.
We're going to have to do some investigative reporting.
Check on that. Because I honestly feel like that's Dante. Deadpool's move.
That was my pick. Those were my picks. I would use in 3. I would pick Dante, Deadpool, and Chun-Li were my 3.
Yeah, mine was Deadpool, Ryu, and maybe Chun-Li sometimes. Mm-hmm. I forgot the other one.
There is something called an Infinity Storm that he does, Thanos does. So that
nice.
It's kind of crazy looking.
Yeah, the Everything game is super fast-paced. It's just like any other Marvel vs. Capcom game. If you're trying to master the moves and really dig into it like you would like a Street Fighter, you know, franchise game or something like that, it's going to take a little bit of extra work to get that kind of shit down because those combos are ridiculous. You can put it on an easier mode where you can just kind of hit a couple buttons and it'll do a long combo for you, but if you're trying to master that stuff for like a competitive scene, good luck with that. You got a lot of tall task ahead of you.
I hope you don't pull off like 73 combos at, you know, at once.
Right.
Hope you don't work or go to school because
right.
I wouldn't even want to play like competitively online with that fucking game unless I put a lot of hours in and I don't have the time.
Yeah. Fighting it.
I felt like this was easier to learn than on the Injustice.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Injustice.
I disagree.
Yeah. No, I was like, when I played it, I was like straight up doing the combo moves on everyone. Uh-huh. Except for Thor. I couldn't play as Thor. But playing as Ryu, Chun-Li, Mega Man, Captain America, I was just like laying down those combo moves, like doing 20 hit combos, and I was just like, oh, this is actually pretty easy.
Man, that's so weird, because I always just thought Injustice had the best mechanics out of any fighting game I've ever played.
Well, like, maybe it's because I enjoy the fast pace.
Did you play like Street Fighter growing up or whatever?
A little bit of it, like more Mortal Kombat. And yeah, but yeah, this is, I think it's because it's more fast paced and I enjoy fast paced fighting.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely fast-paced. And you can also, swap in other
characters. You get two characters.
You can swap in the other character like right when you're in the middle of a power move or when you're in the air or on the ground.
The combo.
And it's so good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. When I went through the story mode, I got to the end where I'm fighting, like, was it Ultron Omega or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And dude, like, it was I even dropped the difficulty down one notch and I died probably like 15 times in a row. I was starting to get so pissed off.
Yeah.
My 7-year-old was like, Dad, just take a break, Dad. Just take a break or whatever. Abby's playing on her phone, like giving a look like, you gonna be all right? I was like, oh my god, I'm so fucking mad right now.
That's the first time you play him, right?
That's
the first time you fight him?
No, you fight him during the story, but then they switch sometimes where, like, okay, it's like you fought against him because he comes into like the
Asgard.
Not Asgard, first. Into the Avengers
mansion.
Hideout or mansion or whatever. He breaks in at one point, breaks through their defenses.
Which one is this?
This is Ultron Sigma.
Got it.
And so he breaks in, he monologues for a second, then you end up fighting. And that's kind of how the whole story mode breaks down. It's like something will happen, they'll have a cutscene or so whatever, and then they'll give you two random people together. Like, here's Ryu and fucking, I don't know,
the Hulk?
Dante or Iron, yeah.
I thought
Iron
Ryu and Hulk. And
yeah, Ryu and Hulk are together at one point later on, you play as them, and so they kind of keep on pairing them up together like that, which is cool, nothing wrong with that. But yeah, so then they switch it after they show a little bit of a story, and now you're playing as Ultron Sigma. And you're supposed to beat them, or you're supposed to lose, because you can tell like the game is not letting up because you're supposed to lose. So they can go to the next cutscene and stuff like that. So it's not horrible, but it's just like the story just it's not that good.
It's bad.
Okay.
But the gameplay, the fighting is awesome. Check it out. It's a fun game. I can definitely see myself playing a lot of hours.
At least rent it online if you like it.
Yeah, definitely with friends. I'm not playing against fucking strangers that sit on that shit all day. You might as well just blowtorch your fucking face off. It's just like, why? But it's fun. Check it out. Give it a shot. If you're looking for a good fighting game, I mean, there's a lot of good other fighting games out there. I mean, you still got
Injustice
is still floating around. You still got Tekken 7 out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of choices. So
yeah.
But and then lastly, NBA 2K18. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm probably the only one at this table that enjoys basketball to that degree that plays it on Xbox or PS4. Am I correct in this assumption?
You are correct.
You guys, man, this game is so fun.
I will try a sports game at some point, man.
If I pop your sports cherry and
I'll get into it.
Go ahead and talk about it, but don't forget to mention the pay to win.
That is cool.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll keep it super short. this new entry is pretty good. It's not bad at all. It's more of the same. So I mean, I feel like 2K has kind of hit a plateau to some degree, because every year their game, their basketball game is unrivaled, because NBA Live has hasn't been good. And for like last, what, 4 or 5 years, they haven't even put a game out till just this year, and it's not good. But 2K is awesome. The biggest thing I can say, just to kind of keep it short, is that this year they've added a new segment to the My Career mode. So when you make your player and you go undrafted, you have to, you know, play these games, and then you get an agent and all these cutscenes and everything, and it's fun. But they have a thing now where you're running, you have a little town you need to run around in between, like, you know, workouts and playing games. With your characters, where you can go get a haircut, you can go and practice shooting hoops, or go work out, or all these different things that you can run around and do, and build your level up to level 99 on your quest to, you know, join the team that you like. And so, of course, I'm a Bulls fan, so I selected them, tried out with their team, and I made it. Yay!
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Did you spend any currency, real money? Because
I did not.
Because I was reading that unless you really grind a lot, there's a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
You want a haircut? Got to pay money. Got to pay real currency. You want a different T-shirt? You got to pay real currency.
Right.
You want to play online with other people because they've already bought the $150 edition? You're going to have to pay real money because they've got way better stats.
Well, the way that they usually kind of figure that out is, like, you don't usually use real money. They use, like, this NBA currency. I forget what it's called.
Virtual currency?
They use the VC, the virtual currency. And that's something that you build up through playing games. So after you play a game, they give you, like, X amount of currency because you had a good game. So they rate you as you're playing. Like, if you're getting turnovers and stuff, you'll see a little meter at the top. It'll say, like, C, C+, B, as you're doing good things, making passes, dunking on people, steals, all that stuff. It adds to that, and you get a better grade by the end of the game. But if you start doing stupid stuff, you know, throwing the ball away, shooting bad shots, getting the ball stolen, getting blocked, it goes down and your grade drops. And so by the end of the game, you get less VC when the game is over, and so on. So if you're trying to just max your character out immediately, people are going to pay the money.
Yeah, some people are doing that, I guess.
To get like 30,000 VC, you know, virtual credits, and then go in and they're just jacking up some of the stats on their character and stuff. But
yeah. But you don't have to do that.
That's
how
it's always been, though.
Yeah, I'd heard that it was a little worse right now. Yeah. Well, at least if you're trying to play competitively.
Yeah, screw that.
Because almost everybody's like got the $150 version, so they got 150,000 in virtual currency from that, and then just pumped up their stats really high. Then they're like, "Oh, there's that guy at level 60, and we're at 150, so we're not picking you for our team or whatever."
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, if you're gonna play through it and just grind and enjoy the game, then you can get up there. You just have to take the time.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that mode. I mean, I play that mode more than anything. If I do play online, it's usually just straight up one, you know, with a buddy, and we'll pick two teams and play each other or whatever.
Yeah, that's the best way to do
emotes,
it.
Emotes, right?
Just have fun.
Have what?
Emotes.
Emotes? Yeah. When you're, so with your character, you can, like, do little dances
and
stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
And little dabs. And
I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is 2K? I was like, I want to try it now.
It's pretty fun. I mean, if you do play it, I mean, if you don't want to go online, then, I mean, by all means, bypass all that shit. But do the career mode, or you can even do My GM, where you don't have to play any games. You just control all the shit in the background. It's kind of like with Madden, where people do the GM mode, and you control a franchise and stuff like that.
I saw that, too.
So, I mean, if you don't want to do that stuff, you want to just control the other shit and then just send them off to play their games, and, you know, whatever happens. I mean, that's an option as well. So.
I read on the MyGM thing that the owner wants his son to be the assistant GM or something like that, and then you say no, and he sticks him in there anyway. And the guy that reviewed it was upset about that, and you know what I have to say about that? When the owner wants something, the owner gets it. So that's real life. Mm-hmm. He used to it.
Right.
He may not like the way that turned out, and then he ended up firing him, and they kept coming back to the board meetings. It's like, well, that sounds pretty much like real life. If you're the owner's son or daughter and they want you there, you're probably going to end up keep showing up.
What the fuck?
And then the GM might get fired if they're not making enough, you know, not winning enough, so who knows.
Yeah, exactly. They also have the My Team mode, too.
That's kind of funny.
Where it's based around the idea of building an ultimate basketball team and maintaining a virtual trading card collection. So
that's cool.
You get packs of cards, and then each pack will have like a player in it. And Madden's been doing that for years, and I think NBA 2K's been doing it for maybe like the last 6 years or something like that. So, but yeah, My Career, My Park, Pro-Am, all these different game modes you can do in the neighborhood on the game, which is like a little open world area. But It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. But then again, I'm a big basketball guy. So every year, this is probably the only sports game that I buy every year.
Cool.
Check it out.
Sounds good. If I were into it, I'd try it.
I just wanted to do the dancing.
You're a good salesman.
You want the dance.
Yeah.
He just wants to do the dab.
Middle of the match, just started like breaking down. It's just like...
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. It was a little bit tougher on some of the shots and stuff like that. I felt like they tweaked it a little bit and made the game a little harder, because there was like a point I was using Steph Curry and I was shooting threes and I was trying to get the timing down, because everybody's shot is different to each character's real shot.
Yeah,
and you get the timing down. So I had to do a little bit of a learning curve on that, but otherwise I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Which makes it a little more kind of got to get into it and learn the tactics and learn the characters.
Oh, show.
Word.
Other than that, man. Yeah. Anything else you guys been playing that we didn't even cover today or anything?
New-wise, no.
Nope. Been playing the hell out of Destiny.
Halo 5.
Halo 5?
I'm back at Halo 5.
Yeah, I saw you playing that a lot over the last week or so. And did you not play Destiny at all, the second one?
Yeah, I played Destiny 2, and again, I
couldn't get into it.
I couldn't get into it. Okay. So my brother passed it like instantly, and he was like doing the whole raids and everything, but I was just like, no, I'm not going to buy this or anything. Just return it, finish it, return
it. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, Joel and myself and Michael, we've been on that shit constantly. Them more than me. Shit, I just reached level 261, I think.
Yeah, I'm at 286. Well, depending on what weapon I'm holding.
Right. I'm finally catching up. I was playing a little catch up for a while there.
It's really slow leveling up after a certain point. You have to definitely do the night raid or the nightfall and the some of the other things to get ahead.
We should definitely try and tackle that raid this week and give it a shot.
We should try Nightfall first just to get the gear from that.
Right.
I think we could do that together.
I'm down, man. I'm down to clown.
You guys need to play Halo 5. Come on, it's fun.
I don't even know if I even have Halo 5 still.
Should I?
Not. Yeah. I don't know. Well, anyway, that was a good fireside chat. Yes.
Are you trying to do a
I can't do him anymore. Like, I used to do like a good Sean Connery. I can't do it anymore.
Oh,
it's like it turns into Bane every time. But I don't know. So anyway, guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so by checking out glitchtherapy@gmail.com and leaving us a comment, a question, whatever the case may be. We're happy to check on that. And if possibly, you know, we can bring up your question on the air and talk about it. If you'd like to support the show, please reach out to us at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can, you know, throw donations our way at the show, or even a one-time donation if you'd like. We're happy to accept those, and we appreciate all the support from you guys. As always, please subscribe, rate, and review. It means so much for such a small task, or such a small action, I should say. It's great to get feedback from you guys, and it helps us climb the charts so that more listeners like yourselves can find us and listen to us. So we really appreciate you doing that if you haven't done so yet. Also, please check out our other two shows on our network. More importantly, Nerd Church Radio with Ben, talking about DC comics and characters and having awesome discussions over there. Give those guys a shout and check them out. And also, Dexter's show. I'm not sure if he's doing it anymore, but Indie Comic Ninja, I believe he still has up his website and everything. So check him out if you get a chance. Otherwise, social media, guys, where can we find everybody?
I'm on Twitter at HeyBenzilla.
Well, I'm on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network under Scorpio 1969, and on Twitter, you can find me under JoelGao1.
Awesome.
I'm on the PS4 and Xbox One. It's your senpai, and Twitter and Instagram, I'm HipsterMade.
Boom. You didn't even mess up.
I didn't.
That's like the first time, like 29 episodes, you didn't mess up. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
If you want to find me on Twitter and Instagram, I am at Nerdy Ramondo. Otherwise, if you want to follow the show on one of those social medias, it's at Glitch Therapy. And if you want to game with me or just friend me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, my name on there is Dirty Dimes. Otherwise, that's our show, guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and we really appreciate you and your support. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.